Hello?
Hi, Mr. Tribble?
Yes.
This is Eva with Emergency Roadside Assistance. I understand the provider came out to pick up the vehicle.
Yeah, he said he had to do a lockout. He'd be back.
No, sir. He's not coming back.
Okay. Well, somebody needs to come get this crap, man. This whole ordeal with budgets from earlier today, with the rudeness and the inconsideration of the people at budget out at the airport. Maybe they're stressed because there's only a couple people there, have to do a bunch of jobs, other people's jobs because of this coronavirus stuff. I don't know. This car, I shouldn't even have this car. I paid for a pickup, a F-150. When I got there, it wasn't there. They said, take this and or nothing. I was stuck out there, so I had to take it. On my way home, the car conked out on me twice. I just made it around the corner to my house, got it parked, tried to start it, wouldn't start it, getting it cut off, started, rolled for a while, cut off, started. I was able to get on the block. After I had to rest my mind, I called y'all.
Okay, and the car is still located.
The car is sitting outside in front of my house.
1214 North Taylor Street.
Exactly. Won't start. And I'm tired as hell. And I mean, this is so inconvenient. And you know what the part? You know what the irony of it all is? That budget don't give a damn. That's crazy, man. No consideration for let us try to do something to make your situation better. I don't know, man. I mean, the good part is that I'm home. The bad part is that the truck is not going to be able to do what I needed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's going to hurt me with my job because we only got tonight and tomorrow to finish. That's why I rented the 150. So, you know, I mean, I figure I rented for a week, it'd be cheaper, which is so far so good. And now I can't even pull out and go to work, so I'm going to have to delay everything an extra day. So I'm glad I did rent it for a week. And that's, you know, so I'm assed out. I don't even know. I'm just so frustrated and so I just don't even know what to do, man. The car's sitting out here. I don't know what's going on. I don't know nothing. I just know my money is spent. I can't get my money back. Once you rent a car, regardless of what happens, your budget get to keep my money. And my rent a car, my credit card people are going to charge me. Whether I had the car for an hour and they charged me for a month, I'm still assed out, so I lose all the way around.
Okay. Now, Mr. Tribble, I'm going to redispatch this out and get someone to come out and pick up the vehicle. All right? Are you still needing a ride or to a destination or anything?
Okay, you come get your car now. Then what I do? I mean, I can't drive it anyway, but now what do I do about another car?
Okay, now that would be up to budget. I am just a dispatch. I can patch you back into budget so that way they would be able to get you a new vehicle.
So do something, man. I don't know what you know what in the world is going on. I just know I spent my money. The car is not drivable, and once it gets towed, then what am I supposed to do?
Okay, let me patch you back into budget, so that way they'll be able to go in and do what they need to get you a new vehicle, Mr. Tribble. All right.
Okay.
One moment, yep. Please. Okay. Somehow or another, this call is not transferring where I need it to go. Hold for me one moment, Mr. Trouble. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, Mr. Trouble, let me call you right back so I can get my lines transferred here, okay? Bear with me just a moment. I'll give you a call back, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.